Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday, from 9 to 11 o'clock, here on KKZZ AM 1400, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is leadership. Each of my guests will give us their perspective on leadership. My first guest is the head honcho at Cracked.com, an online version of Cracked magazine. He successfully led his publication from the print world to the online world. Recently, the company returned to the print world with the publication of their latest book, You Might Be a Zombie and Other Bad News, Shocking but Utterly True Facts. Ought to be a very entertaining interview there. My second guest is the leader of Red Zone Marketing, a consulting firm that specializes in strategic marketing planning and business growth. She consults with entrepreneurial firms all the way up to Fortune 500 companies. She's written 5 books. Her latest book is titled And the Clients Went Wild, How Savvy Professionals Win All the Business They Want. My third guest is the recognized authority on leadership. Business Week named him one of the top business school professors, and I quote, who have had the greatest influence on business thinking. The Financial Times of London declared his classic book, Leaders, as one of the top 50 books of all time. We'll review his 50-plus year career and life and leadership as one of the giants of leadership. Of course, I'm talking about Warren Bennis. As always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. My first guest is Warren Ketzoff. He prefers the title of head honcho at Cracked magazine or Cracked.com. He's the guy who runs the day-to-day operations. Warren became Cracked.com's general manager in November of 2007. He successfully navigated the publication's migration from print, and which was heavy with comics and illustrations, to the number one most visited humor site online. The Cracked site is best known for its humorous lists and its compilations. Just to give you an idea of how big this is, to give you some statistics, 20 million total visits in the month of December. That by far makes it the most visited comedy site online. Over 120 million page views per month. It's bigger than The Onion. It has more traffic than College Humor. It's a wonderful, wonderful website. Warren, welcome to the show. How are you today, Warren?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you as a guest. Most fascinating because Crack Magazine has gone through some iterations, and you have been really at the focal point of all of that. And I'm just going to give our listeners some background if I can. 30 years ago, Crack Magazine was really kind of a poor runner-up to Mad Magazine. There were some jokes running around that it was an inferior ripoff than the more sophisticated Mad Magazine. I've read that growing up, you even claimed that you preferred Mad Magazine over Cracked yourself. So my first question is, how'd you decide that you wanted to go to work for Cracked?
I did. You know, it's funny. As 25 years ago, I was one of those people who thought that Cracked was a bit of a ripoff of Mad, although I did read both. I have a garage back where I grew up full of boxes of both magazines.
Hold on to them. They're going to be valuable someday.
I've always had a passion for content. I've had a passion for comedy. I actually performed stand-up comedy on the side years ago, and there was just something really refreshing about being able to take an old school brand that I was comfortable with and that I was really happy with growing up and being able to turn it into an online powerhouse. And that opportunity presented itself when I joined Demand Media, which was the parent company of Cracked.com, and the GM role opened up. And it was an instant thing for me. Again, the combination of comedy and the passion for content, it was a no-brainer.
All right. Well, now, you just mentioned that you helped them make that transition from print to online, and that by itself really makes you a leader. That fits in with today's theme of leadership. So tell us the process that you went through from being a print publication to going strictly online.
Sure. Well, you know, at the time in 2007, Cracked, and this was before I had joined, it had rebranded itself a bit as a publication. It had gone away from the comic-style illustrations that I think a lot of folks are used to and rebranded itself to something more similar to a Maxim magazine. I was trying to compete with something that was a little more trendy, a little kind of more male-dominated, and unfortunately that didn't work, and we kind of reached a point where the magazine wasn't performing as well as we would have liked, but there was a really good opportunity to do something online. Crack.com had formed. It was very tiny in 2007, but the opportunity presented itself to really take a step into the dot-com world, to build things out, and to just completely rebrand ourselves online. And given that my expertise comes more from the internet domain as opposed to print, and I had a team, a very small team at the time, that also had a lot more internet expertise, it really was just a natural fit for us to take a step back and say, you know what, the publication isn't working as well as we'd like, but there's a real opportunity here, given what we know about online content and just the internet and internet in general, to turn this brand into something brand new and exciting. Well, 3 years later, we've done that.
You're the poster child of what every business wants to be. They want to be able to make that successful migration from the physical world to the online world and maybe have a foot in both camps, but they need that online presence. So give us some idea, because you've gone through these challenges. You've faced them before. What are some of the challenges that you faced moving to the online world? What were some of the advantages that you had of moving to the online world?
Sure. Well, the first thing we thought of is we took a step back. We looked at the humor landscape online, and we defined what we were and what we weren't. There were a lot of other comedy brands online. You'd mentioned a couple of them, The Onion, College Humor, there's Break, there's Funny or Die, and all of them have their own little niche. All of them do comedy a certain way. We took a step back, and we said, you know what, if we try to duplicate what they've done, we're going to lose. You can't do what they do because people are just going to go to them instead of to you. So we took a step back and we said, all right, let's define exactly what our voice is. Let's define exactly what our content is going to look like, and let's stick to it. And what our content, the way that we defined Cracked content back in 2007 was, we're going to be intelligent, we're going to be well-researched, we're going to be based in reality, you're going to learn as much as you laugh when you read Cracked content. And you had mentioned our book, I know we're going to get into that in a couple minutes, but that's exactly what the content in the book is. It's educational as much as it is funny. It's content that makes you want to engage in and comment on and share with your friends. And that was one big thing for us, is back in 2007, we really started taking advantage of sites like Facebook and Dig and Twitter, sites that were just starting to take off on their own, but that had really, the users there had really taken a liking to Cracked content and started sharing it with all their friends. So that was really the key, is creating content that we knew people would want to engage in and share.
All right, engaging content is what it's all about, whether it's online or offline. Now, you had mentioned the book, and I just want to plug the book for you here. You Might Be a Zombie. That name just by itself intrigued me, and that's why I invited you on the show. But I'm confused. And help me get a little bit unconfused here. The book is out. It's called You Might Be a Zombie. And how did you develop the idea? But more importantly, you've just made this migration 3 years ago from the print world to the online world. And now, in 2011, you're sort of making that transition back to the print world. So help me to understand the thought process, the business process behind it, and then tell me, how did you come up with the idea for the book itself?
Sure, yeah, it's funny. We joked around and we said, okay, you know what, we did really well on this internet thing, but come on, the internet's dead. Let's go back to print. we've always looked at content as one of our strongest vehicles of marketing. We haven't spent a penny on acquiring users. We've really used content as the strength to acquire users. And the way that we looked at the book was, here's an additional vehicle to take some of our strongest content and to use it as a marketing vehicle, to use it to get the Cracked brand in even more hands. So the idea for the book was, we've got so much great content online, a lot of it that even our core users probably haven't read. Let's take some of that, let's take that same model and create 20 brand new articles that no one's ever read. We'll take 20 from the site, 20 brand new ones, and let's put them into a book. And what we thought we could do by that is, one, we'd really get our online users passionate about the ability to take Cracked on the go. And when I say on the go, what I mean with that is, we have an iPhone app, we have an iPad app. We really like the idea of being able to have our users take Cracked content wherever they are, not just when they're sitting at their computers. So The book is an additional extension of their ability to do that. So that's number one, is the notion of Cracked on the go. But the other thing is we knew that creating a book would also introduce the Crack brand to a brand new audience that maybe hadn't been introduced to Crack yet. So the nice migration there is we went from magazine to online, where we accumulated a massive audience online. But now by going back to print with the book, we're accumulating an even bigger audience that might not have known of us online. So it's kind of a way to continue to build an audience that might not have heard of Cracked.
Well, it's a very clever business concept. We're talking to Oren Ketzef, everybody. He's the CEO, the head honcho, as he likes to be called, of Cracked.com. We're talking about their new book, You Might Be a Zombie and Other Bad News, Shocking but Utterly True Facts. And in the book itself, which I find amusing, there's some controversial topics and titles of the articles that are in there. Give us some examples of what you've put into the book, particularly some of the new content.
Sure. So one thing that really jumps out at me, and I always bring this one up because this is the one when I showed my wife the manuscript for the book. My wife likes Cracked, I think, because she knows that I run it. But when I showed her this title or this article, Five Fun Things That Will Kill You, this one jumped out at her, and this is when I really realized the great thing about this book is that it has something for everybody. While the site itself is mostly males 18 to 34, the nice thing about the book, and really the nice thing about our content, is it does apply to just a massive audience to both genders. And the five fun things that will kill you, one of the things that was in here that really jumped out at her is number two is jumping on a trampoline. And the reason this is interesting is because we live in a neighborhood in Venice where I think every third house has a trampoline in their front yard. And we're just kind of jokingly saying we should probably buy a book and give it to every one of our neighbors, not to scare them, but just to warn them and entertain them. So that's one of the funner titles, I think, is, again, it's Five Fun Things That Will Kill You. Another fun one, and this again ties into how some of our historical articles do really well and how you learn as much as you laugh, is the foremost badass presidents of all time.
Which I wanted to ask you about it. So who are the foremost badass presidents of all time?
So the four are Andrew Jackson, John F. Kennedy, George Washington, and number one, I think if there was a vote, it would be number one by a landslide, is Theodore Roosevelt.
T.R.
You know, just reading every story about him, I mean, any individual story, you could fill volumes. It's just, he defines the word badass without a doubt.
Yeah, we had Edmund Morris on the show just a couple of days ago. He is the biographer of Theodore Roosevelt. We talked just about how bad Theodore Roosevelt was. He was a tough, macho dude, no question about it. Interesting on your list, Ronald Reagan didn't make it. And you know Ventura County is the home of the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. So let me ask you, you know, and you're not the author of the article, but did you consider Ronald Reagan and why was he kept off the list?
You know, that's the fun thing about the list and about our style of writing, and I think that ties into how it's engaging and how it starts a conversation, is that any one of these topics, as you just mentioned, there's going to be somebody that pops up that someone says, you know, I wonder if they were on it or could they have been on it? And I know that the writer of this particular article is a real lover of history, and I'm not sure if Reagan was on the cusp or if he almost made the cut. I'd like to think that he was. I know that he's got a lot of stories himself, but that, again, is the beauty of the content. And that, again, is the beauty of the Internet, is we can always go back, update the article, refresh the article. We have a lot of great articles that have second and third iterations where we add more entries to them.
Very interesting. All right. We're talking to Oren Ketzef, everybody, who is the head honcho at Cracked.com. And, Oren, I'm going to put you on the spot just a little bit here if
sure.
I can. What's your favorite article out of the new book, You Might Be a Zombie?
You know, God, there's so many of them, but I think there's two kind of fun ones. One that really kind of jumps out is five stories about Jesus' childhood they had to cut from the Bible to avoid an NC-17 rating. You know, so that one again, and that's one that's just fun. That applies to all sorts of audiences. And then one other one, and this one is another fun one, is the four greatest things ever accomplished while high. And what's fun about that is, again, it's educational. There's some history in there. I'm a sports fan myself, and it was fun just rereading about how Doc Ellis pitched a no-hitter while high.
Yeah.
That's a great story, and I think we captivate it really nicely in this book.
All right, we're talking to Oren Ketzef, everybody. And Oren, you obviously are a fun guy. You've got that foot in the comedy camp, but you've also got the foot in the business camp as well.
Yeah.
With a successful migration from print to online and then again back to print. give us kind of, let us have a peek behind the curtain, if you can, please, about what's in the future for Cracked.com.
Sure. So we are always kind of thinking at the forefront of new types of content creation, new ways to distribute our content. And so in 2011, what you're going to see on our site is we're going to start producing a lot more video. So we have a couple of video series. One of them was award-winning last year. We're going to be producing a lot more video. We're going to give the site a bit of a refresh. It's going to have a new look in about a month. It's going to look a lot funner, a lot kind of hipper, a lot more entertainment-based. So that's going to be exciting. And then we're going to just continue to deliver the kind of content that we know that our audience enjoys and continue to try to create more and more content for them to read and view and share.
All right. We've been talking to Oren Katzeff, everybody. He is the head honcho at Cracked.com, the website of the same name, Cracked.com, talking about their latest book, You Might Be a Zombie and Other Bad News, Shocking but Utterly True Facts. Oren, if people want to learn more about Cracked.com, they want to learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
I would actually just go directly to Cracked.com. Once you jump in, you'll kind of get a feel for what our articles and what our style is. There's also an About Us section that will further describe what Cracked's about. It's at the very bottom of our homepage. But the easiest way to really just jump right in is go to Cracked.com and click on any article, and we guarantee you'll get a good laugh out of it.
Oh, that is great. It is a fun article. It is a great book with a fun, fun title. We've been talking to Oren Katzeff, everybody. Oren, thank you so much for joining us here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you very much. It was fun.
Thank you.